As a young Christian, I've never gotten into the world, never defiled myself, never got into sin. Never. I was raised in a minister's home, and yet I found things in my nature that rebelled against the will of God, that wouldn't go all the way, and God wouldn't give me any rest until I prayed those things out. And instead of just sitting in the meeting and listening to the word of God, I acted upon it. I remember in one meeting where God came to me, and three times he spoke to me. He said, "Are you overcoming the world and the flesh and the devil?" There was something I had not overcome. And another woman came to me and she said, "Are you in a fight?" I said, "Yes." She said, "I had a vision. Jesus Christ showed me that he wants me to pray for you." And then God gave a message through one of his prophets. He says, "When you take up a prayer and take up a fight, fight it through. Don't quit until you got the victory." I had it. I went out of that meeting. They didn't have an altar service. What a loss. After God spoke to all those people. No altar service. I didn't need any. I went into the woods that night. I said, "God, I'm going to stay here until I've got this victory. I must have it tonight." I'm so glad I made that covenant with God. I went into those woods, and I know in heaven, in the shade of the tree of life, I'll remember those trees in that woods where I got down before God, and I began to wrestle with the devil, because all hell rose up. The devil didn't want me to get that victory. I wouldn't be here if I hadn't had it, if I hadn't fought through in that dark night in that forest. I wouldn't be here tonight. God needed that victory in my life. God needs the victory in your life. And I was in that forest, and then the fog settled upon me. And if it ever was difficult to pray, it was hard to pray that night. I'll never forget that night. And I prayed and prayed and prayed. I said, "God, I'll stay here if it takes all night." I'm glad I said that, because I would have run away. But you know, it didn't take all night. It took 1 hour and a half, and all of a sudden heaven opened. I don't know that I've ever had a more glorious and a more happy moment in my life than when heaven opened and God spoke to my soul.